If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Happy Tuesday, May 30th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're going to be reading and discussing Luke chapter 22, verse 28 through 30, and it reads, "You are those who have stayed with me in my trials, and I assign to you, as my Father assigned to me, a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." I had it asked to me fairly recently if there was a hierarchy in heaven, and it appears as though there is. I mean, we see right here that Jesus is telling the apostles that they will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes. And this seems to be Jesus speaking of the thousand-year reign of Christ on earth. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 says, "Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed." And that seems to indicate some level of higher honor and authority for the apostles. The apostles will even have their names inscribed on the 12 foundations. Revelation chapter 21, verse 14 reads, "And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." We also read of the throne room in heaven, and around the Lord's throne we see 24 other thrones, with 24 elders seated on them, in Revelation chapter 4, verse 4, again signifying some level of hierarchy. Now, whether these elders are men or angels, I'm not sure, nor does it really change our understanding of their higher position in heaven. Gabriel and Michael as well, we understand as being of a higher station than other angels. In Luke chapter 1, verse 19, Gabriel states, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God." I mean, why would he state that if it didn't signify a level of greater importance? So hierarchy in God's kingdom appears to be a thing. But none of that should matter to us. None of that should be of any concern to us. Christ is the prize. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 through 4, the disciples are asking Jesus, "Who is the greatest?" And Jesus tells them, "Those who are humble like a child." And then in verse 5, he tells them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me." So we can argue over who will be the greatest, but the prize is Christ. And the only goal we should be striving for is to hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." However the hierarchy works out in heaven, God, as he has with all things, has already determined it. Let our thoughts be as the psalmist, where he says in Psalm 84, verse 10, "For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
Amen. So they stayed with Jesus in his trials. They were good and faithful servants, or disciples and friends to Jesus. They are being rewarded for their faithfulness. They had been discussing who would be greatest in the kingdom earlier in this chapter. Jesus is explaining to them about serving, and he is now telling them they have served him well, staying with him in his trials, not loving their lives more than him. There's another aspect of that serving others. When others are going through trials, we go through it with them. We carry one another's burdens just by being present and encouraging them. The disciples here stayed faithful in doing the work of the Lord, not being ashamed of his message of the kingdom, and he gave them authority to do miracles and cast out demons. And when we go through trials, Jesus is faithful to us in those trials. He doesn't leave us or forsake us or get weary of us. He sticks close to us. So what he commands of others, he himself also has demonstrated faithfully how to do. He is the greatest among us, and he has been the most humble and served others, and he always stays with us in our trials. What a friend we truly have in Jesus.
And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 89, verse 6 and 7. For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord? A God greatly to be feared in the council of the holy ones, and awesome above all who are around him.
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 30, verse 17. The eye that mocks a father and scorns to obey a mother will be picked out by the ravens of the valley and eaten by the vultures.
Whew, better listen to that one, kids. And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big.